T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, gentlemen. No surprise here, but we had big ratings for the NFL games over the weekend. Oh, man. I mean, these are monsters here. Start with the AFC Championship game. Bengals and Chiefs peaked at 60 million viewers on CBS.
Sheesh.
That is, by the way, the most watched TV program
I
since.
I think so.
What do you think?
Most watched TV program since?
Are we talking about other professional games? Or are you going to hit me with that?
I'm telling you, A&E TV program.
Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, that beats it all, man.
NFL's
American Idol
king.
Or whatever else is is American Idol still popular these days? Or
I know they don't get 53 million viewers for 3 hours.
You know, might get 50 million. Have you seen that new show, MILF Manor?
No.
You might like that.
MILF Manor?
Yeah.
It's Does funny. Everything just fit your lifestyle when you went MILF?
I'm just saying, it's a hilarious
You're
show.
You're going to get this guy in trouble. He's clicking buy on his remote. Like,
it's not like that. It's not like that.
He goes.
What the hell?
We just need to live through Monroe County, man. That's all.
It's great.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, CBS, by the way, has averaged shade under 41 million viewers during the 2022 NFL postseason.
Oh, my God.
And then the other game, not as powerful in the ratings, but still pretty good here. Eagles and 49ers, 47.5 million viewers. That peaked at 52 million viewers, shade over 52. That game
also was
not
a bit of a blowout.
When San Fran had no – people stayed there knowing that those quarterbacks were injured and couldn't throw. One guy had a concussion. He wasn't coming back in. And the other guy we found out, well, we know now, he's probably going to need Tommy John surgery. He threw, I think, one like quick little screen pass. He's about 5 yards away.
Now we're going to hand this off.
We're just going to hand off the rest of the game. You got no chance to beat Philadelphia. We're just going to run it in the second half, guys.
Killed my fantasy team.
So we had 60 million and 52 million. Are you ready to see that in perspective here, how many viewers that actually is? So the NBA on Saturday put together probably the best matchup that it could put together right now, right? Lakers and Celtics.
Yeah.
LeBron is flirting with history, all this different stuff. Celtics are very good. That game did very, very well. They were thrilled on their number that they did on ABC. 3.7 million viewers.
Yeah. Well,
that's a big jump. That's a 16% jump from last season. Like, they're thrilled about that.
Right. Oh, that listen,
highest rated NBA game so far outside of Christmas Day.
That matchup is huge when you start talking about the history.
Yeah, no,
the tradition of Boston, LA, and then the star power on both those teams, and
LeBron crying at the end.
Crying, he got, you know.
He did get fouled. Guys,
yeah, that's a horrible
he got
call.
Fouled. It was
no
bad.
One wants to make that call, though, man. It's like the end of that Chiefs game. Like,
you
got to
stop, man.
That call.
Even the NFL official yesterday was ripping you for your dumbass take.
What was his take?
He's trying to say it wasn't a late hit on Mahomes.
I didn't
on
say
Mahomes.
That. I just say it's a tough spot to throw.
No, it's
a flag.
Not. He's
it
clearly out. Stop
it's a
it.
Tough spot to throw.
Stop
a flag,
saying
man.
It.
Very
you don't. You, no, you're
the
only one saying it.
Ending of the game. It's the same thing in the LeBron situation.
I can see if he wasn't out of bounds, but he was clear as day out of bounds.
It was funny. Joe goes. I was talking to Joe on the phone yesterday, and he goes, "Yeah, I was talking to the guy. I go, any chance you brought up the flag?" And he goes, "Yeah, he thinks you're an idiot."
He said, "Joe, that's a penalty in preseason, It's a penalty in the first regular season game, and it's a penalty in the last minute of a Super Bowl. It's a penalty. That guy's a dumbass. Stop making excuses. It was stupid.
Hold the flag in the Super Bowl, though. I mean, hold the flag. It's just a tough way to see that game end. Good. I felt very bad for that guy. Still do. That's tough, bro. That guy cost his city a Super Bowl.
I can't figure out. Most of the time, you're ripping all these guys. Now you feel sorry for a guy that does something really stupid that costs his team an overtime game.
Who are you anymore? Feel bad for
a
player?
I have for these guys. I
no,
really
you
do.
Don't.
I really do. Tough scene there. All right. Super Bowl coming up here, Super Bowl 57, and this is going to be the story every year here, but they are expecting a record amount of wagers for the upcoming Super Bowl.
That's shocking.
Yes, this will be as we continue to get more states here. Super Bowl 57 projected to take in more than $1.1 billion in legal wagers here. Mm. This is legal wagers.
Mm.
Everyone in Florida will be not
counting. Everybody's got
this.
A bookie. We got more bookies down here than any place.
Yeah. Top five sports betting states expected to bring in a little over $621 million of that number.
It's a big one. It's going to be there's no question. And hopefully we got ourselves a really good football game next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, Woody, for sure.
Well, this Sunday you get the Pro Bowl, right? Flag football?
Did you see how many guys it took him to finally get a quarterback?
Yeah, they got Huntley in
there. Huntley's in there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Skylar Thompson was next.
Huntley?
Skylar Thompson was on tape. You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy.
Huntley got in. I mean, hell.
Oh,
just let them all in. Nobody wants to be a part of it, man. That's why Tua's like, I'm in the protocol. I don't have time for this.
Here's the thing.
That's a great excuse, protocol.
Get out of the damn protocol, please.
He's probably out of it, but he's like, I don't want to
get out of the protocol. We'll find another excuse. One that personal instead of listen. I want concussion protocol to please leave the Miami Dolphins organization so we can enjoy the offseason. Please.
He's fine. By April, he'll be out. By OTAs.
All right,
yeah, he's
good.
Fine.
Should be out.
Woody, I would love Woody, the most knowledgeable, but he's fine.
He
okay,
is
Woody.
Fine. He
you don't have any
play
idea.
In the Pro Bowl.
You know he's a neurosurgeon too, right? You know that, right?
I am.
He just says stuff. By the way, he's on a roll here recently. Just saying. Stupid ass stuff. Let me give you another one. Brock
before
Purdy.
The injury. Before
no,
the
no,
injury.
No, 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 no. Dumbass, you can listen. Brock Purdy. You know what he said?
Pre-injury.
He goes, you know what they could get for Brock Purdy? Two first-round picks.
No, let him say, what do you think he could get? Pre-injury.
Pre-injury for Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
Fifth, fourth?
Oh, get out of here.
No, he's right. I said the same thing.
Bro, it's a seventh-round pick that played six games. You're not getting a first.
No, no, he didn't say one. He said, what can you get? Two ones for him? And by the way, dead serious.
Year,
but... Oh, now he's.
No,
now
you get like one next year, one this year.
Are you crazy?
It doesn't matter.
Two first for Brock Purdy?
Right, let me get back to the headlines here instead of my bad takes. I was just off the cuff. Like, I didn't
really
think about it.
You were off something. Off the pipe.
All right. This came out yesterday. This was really interesting here. Front Office Sports had this. Jordan, of course, who is, you know, has a license deal with Nike here, and he earns, you know what he earns on all Nike sales, by the way?
Like Mike himself or
just Mike,
Jordan brand?
What he gets for the licensing.
I'm going to say $100 million a year.
Well, what percent? He gets? Do you know what percent he gets of
no,
his
I
deal?
No
he gets 5% of Jordan brand sales in his licensing deal with Nike. Nike's Jordan brand brought in $5.1 billion in 2022.
Wow.
So he takes in 5% of that. It says Jordan earned probably around $256 million last year from his licensing deal.
That.
His net worth is up to $1.7 billion.
Hi-ya.
We have never, and nothing against LeBron and those guys, fellas, we will never see a deal.
No.
And keep your star power this long. Now, I won't be around to see LeBron when he's 60, but what Michael Jordan has done.
But no one
young people don't even know who he is.
No one's ever going to be able to make a basketball shoe trendy to wear with tuxes. You're just never going to do it. And that's what he was able to accomplish. I don't know if it was Justin Timberlake.
Are MJ still cool with your guys?
What? MJs are
They're cool with everyone.
13-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Well, they wear dunks, they wear forces. Who, you?
No, Joey. What are you wearing now? What is that, boba? Something you're wearing?
Who?
I gotta look see what.
What the heck is a boba?
For people with back problems or something.
I wore J's yesterday to the game.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you're always cool, Brian. We know that.
You're cool.
By the way, Jordan Brand has earned $19.4 billion over the last 5 years. And now, to make matters even more interesting, the relationship between Jordan and Nike has been made into a feature film directed by none other than Ben Affleck.
Yeah, isn't What's-His-Face going to
play Nike co-founder Phil Knight in the movie.
Yep.
Yeah. The movie is titled Air, produced by Amazon, and will premiere globally in theaters on April 5th.
I think Larsa Pippen's going to work with him a little bit on this one, too. This next one coming out.
Well,
don't throw her and the kid into this.
She's got her hands full.
Can somebody how does it?
It's a cold move.
She goes,
bro.
What you mean?
The Housewives of Miami had to call her ass out like, damn, I know this is a cold ass show, but damn, bitch, you took it to a new level. Well, I guess,
it's the best revenge ever against Scotty.
Yeah, but this takes it too far.
No, it doesn't.
What?
Yes,
no, it does not.
This is way too far.
No, it
does not.
They're just breaking some kind of code.
And I don't like
Scottie. I've broken a few codes myself, but that one is.
I am not a Scottie Pippen fan. He was very rude to me when I met him.
Hold up.
Nobody cares about that, but go ahead.
Who
cares how he treats
who's
you?
Who's breaking the code? Larsa Pippen? Do you know how many dudes and celebrities she's been with? What code does she have?
Scottie Pippen and Michael played together.
She hates Scottie.
I understand,
but
you
cheated in front of him and
Michael's
said,
oldest
guess
son,
what?
You're banging?
Leave me. She cheated on with Future and says, guess what? He puts it down better than you. Leave me. And he didn't. Come on, man. Scotty's a sucker. Are you crazy? There ain't no code with her. The only code is, what time you going to pick me up so we can go to Poppy Steak?
I don't know. I find it cold, too.
Is this kid falling? Is this a toy
to
him? Or is
my
he falling
man's just
in
over
love?
There like, yes, I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. And I'm going to kick you to the curb in a couple months.
They did something behind, had a big picture of Michael Jordan
there
or something.
Yeah, big fan. Well, was at his
store. You can't do that.
It was at MJ's store in Orlando.
Again.
You think we find out MJ was up to all this? Like, he set it all
MJ
up?
MJ just shows.
They don't like each other. There is no code. They don't. Scotty and Mike don't like each other.
They're together for life.
I don't care.
They're together for life. Maybe the best 1-2 punch in the history
of
the NBA.
That's great. They don't talk very well with each other when you hear their interviews. Did they ever get together for the whole documentary? No. When Scotty comes out and says, oh, yeah, LeBron's better than Mike. Oh, yeah, that's your running mate. You're going to talk about that. So you think there's a code with his son? No. What Mike is saying is, that's my boy. Give me pound. Take her through.
Hey, we're just wondering if you want to have dinner with us. Bring her up to the house.
Because you know what?
We'll take pictures, too.
Mike's wife's from here. So?
Yeah, she is from down here.
It's you're perfect. Right. Come on out. Let's go get some all Cuban right. food.
You don't have a problem with it, huh?
It's Larsa Pippen. She is what we call for the streets.
First of all, it's Larsa.
Larsa.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, I thought she had a sister.
Listen, you know what it is?
Somebody Pippen. Knows what shoes you're wearing, by the way. They called you out on your shoes.
What is the shoe?
Hoka.
Who?
Hookah, Hoka, something.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, the outside says Hoka.
They're for people with back problems or something.
Like, hey, bro, these are cool.
They look
comfortable. I thought it was just me. No, a lot of people wearing these.
I ain't rocking those.
He's one step away from a Velcro.
Yeah, you are.
How many steps away from Century Village, smartass?
Come in here in a Velcro, man.
All right.
My mom does like Century Village. She lives there now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to start using
that. She loves
it. Using that. You told
no,
me
for
that
what?
Today.
Who cares? She loves it.
I can't get my parents to do it. All right. 8 o'clock hour is coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.